People are talking to John Williams.
I just got to tell you, that was so chilling and moving. I love listening to you guys. Thank you.
On my honor, I'll do it that way, like I just said.
And yeah, we will talk more, because it's not enough.
Here's John with today's news click.
All right, it is about pizza, fittingly. It's almost like Pete knew what was going to happen today. The news click question over the weekend: what is your favorite Chicago-style pizza? Always a debate. Everyone thinks that we're deep dish, and deep dish got 26% of the vote. Thin or tavern cut, depending on what you call it, they're the winner, and that's what I'd go with, was 65% of the vote. Stuffed got 3%, pan got 6%. And to be honest, I couldn't tell you the difference between deep dish, stuffed, and pan if you paid me to do it. I do not get the difference between those three. I don't know. What is pan? Pan's in the pan. So it has like a charbroiled crust, I imagine, sort of. Dave, any guesses?
I'm not sure the difference, really, John.
What's stuffed?
Stuffed is like what they have at that
oven grinder?
Yeah, that's like the...
No, hold on. Let me get Mike on here. Sorry.
Oh, that's all good. That's Popeye pizza.
Pot pie.
Yes. I mean, if you had like a whole hour, I could do a whole like seminar on what kind of pizza is what.
I believe it, considering we had 128 pizza places.
I'm not saying another word.
So what is stuffed then, Mike?
Stuffed.
This is Mike Piff, by the way.
Yes. I actually had some stuffed pizza last night. And what it is you have the crust, you have your cheese and your toppings as the next one, another crust over that, and then sauce goes over that. And it is, it looks like deep, but it's its own thing. So, like, that's the big difference between Giordano's and Lou Malnati's. Giordano's being stuffed, Lou's being deep dish.
So, when I go and get Giordano's deep dish, it's not deep dish, it's stuffed?
It's stuffed. And the guy from Lou Malnati's will remind you that every time you bring him up.
Well, this is going to fire up the text line. Watch how I weave this first half hour together, Dave. When you talk about Chicago iconic things, perhaps the thing around the world is a vision of a cheese pulled stuffed pizza or a deep dish pizza. It's not a building, it's a food item, perhaps. That was a professional broadcasting I just did there. Mike Piff, the voice you've been hearing here, who says he can do an hour. Maybe we'll challenge him in the 1 o'clock hour to do a full hour on pizza types. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. After 4 weeks of doing our Chicago Pizza Madness tournament, it all comes down to today.
Comes down to today. We had a final matchup. You've been running the whole thing. We started with how many teams again?
128. We decided to double the field because we hear that we don't have enough pizza places in this thing. So yeah, I got 128 pizza places all against each other, and we still got complaints that we didn't have enough. But right. You know what? It's okay. Go try some new places. That's the whole point of this thing, is to support and promote local Chicago businesses.
Looking forward to next year's 256 team pool.
Don't test me.
So you were monitoring the votes as they went through. I know there's always been, Bob Surratt was wondering if there was any hanky-panky going on in the voting. This year, everything was up and tight, right?
Yes. Actually, we had some suspicious activity at the very beginning, and I stopped it. I got to be on top of this a lot more. I was kind of like the IT guy that you see in like a CSI or something, that like, or like some like heist, you know, movie. And I spent too much time on that. But after that, it was all clear since then. It's been a fair tournament for the last several weeks.
Yeah, we can't have a crowd of people riding at Geno's East trying to overturn the election results. That would be no good. Okay, so the final matchup was
Uncle Jerry's of Cary. They came out of our north region, and Rosati's, that came out of our local chain region.
Two very different pizza places.
Yes, very much. And it's funny, when you listed all those different pizza styles, Rosati's has all of those, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried them last night. I did both stuffed and thin crust from there, whereas Uncle Jerry's, they have their specialty, which is a deep dish, and I will say it is some of the best deep dish I've ever had in my life. If you ever got a chance, go up there. They have a crazy fan base, a very passionate fan base, but it's definitely well deserved.
Okay, so I got a drum roll here or something. We have the results of the Pizza Madness tournament, and after all the tabulation is done, voting closed 38 minutes ago. What do we got, Mike?
Joining Antioch Pizza Shop and Giorgio's as past winners, the 2025 Pizza Man is champion is Rosati's Pizza.
Rosati's Pizza. Congratulations to Rosati's. Uncle Jerry, second place again. They were runner-up last year,
they
right?
They were runner-up last year, runner-up this year. They're kind of the Buffalo Bills of the 90s for our Pizza Man is tournament. But that is not a shot. The Bills are great.
Yeah, well, again, they're halfway to the Bills, right? They lost four straight Super Bowls,
yeah,
Dave.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. So don't go the four, you know. But, no, again, Uncle Jerry's, the owners and people that run their accounts, absolutely sweet, and we've been in touch with them the entire time. Go support them. But, man, Rosati's, they had a murderer's row of competitors to get here. They went through Giamia, Pisons, Nancy's, Lou Malnati's, ooh, Aurelio's,
wow,
and then Connie's in the final four to take on Uncle Jerry's. That totally steamrolled all of the North region.
That's
so
like beating Duke and Michigan State and
really all
Kentucky.
Four number one seeds.
All right. Well, let's get someone from Rosati's on the line right now. We happen to have the director of marketing for Rosati's with the most Italian name I've ever heard in my life. We've got Laura Donna Giannino. How are you doing, Laura? Congratulations, Laura Donna.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yes, a very, very Italian name, Laura Donna Maria Giannino. So definitely that's my roots. That's what I'm here because I love it. I love our pizza. This is it.
You guys, you just found out the news when Mike gave you a call and Pete get you on the line here. You had a big campaign to get out the vote. You came out of the local chain category. Obviously, a lot of different locations. What does this mean to Rosati's to get this crown?
Oh, my gosh. So, first of all, let me just say I'm sorry to Pete, who heard me screaming on the phone. I was so excited. it means a lot. I mean, my gosh, you doubled the field, right? 128 total entrants this year, and to be voted by Chicago, the Pizza Central, right? It's just absolutely humbling. It's amazing. Let me please just say thank you to everybody who voted, and amazing job also to Uncle Jerry's. Yeah. They have a beautiful story, and so honestly, to be here with Uncle Jerry's, to have gotten this far, it truly feels amazing.
Well, right, I'm glad you gave them a shout out too, because we all love all types of pizzas, and a rising crust lifts
absolutely
all cheese. So shout out, that was really good. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
exactly. You got something for Laura Donna, Mike?
I do. And actually, Laura Donna and I talked last week, and what this tournament proved is that Rosati's really has a place in the hearts of Chicago area pizza lovers. I grew up with Rosati's. I had multiple places to go to in Lake Zurich, but Rosati's was always there. I mean, it was our Friday tradition after football games. And I think that's the case for a lot of our area here. Like, again, Rosati's was always there, and it's always really good, too.
Double crust, baby. You guys still do that, Laura Donna?
Double dough. Double dough.
Yeah, absolutely. Any last thoughts you want to leave us with here, Laura Donna, before we let you go and start planning for next year's tournament?
Yeah, just a big thank you to everybody. Much appreciated. We've always felt in our hearts that we truly have Chicago's greatest thin crust, and I think the people have voted and they have spoken, and here we are. So thank you.
Before I do let you go, what is the thing that makes it so special? Is it the sauce, the cheese, the dough? I mean, there's got to be one iconic part of Rosati's that you guys are most proud of.
Oh yeah, well it's all four. It's a combination of four. So fresh quality ingredients. It's our signature cheese blend. And it's our handmade dough. It's fresh, never frozen. And then the sauce. It's been handed down from five generations, and it's our secret family recipes. So it's really a combination of all of those that truly makes Chicago's greatest thin crust.
Well, congratulations. I'll have to order one tonight in honor of you guys, okay?
Please do. Thank you so much.
Locations all over the place. Mike, are you excited this is over? You've had a lot of work the last 4 weeks.
I can rest easy now, but I am very happy for Laura Donna and Rosati's. I got some last night. I had to have both places, and even get their stuff. Their stuffed pizza is unreal. I hadn't had it before, but get in on that.
A double dough was really good. All right, what's the next tournament?
Next tournament we'll be doing, as we have in the last couple years, is our best beef tournament.
Ooh.
So that'll be coming up. We usually do it around the drop of the next bear season. So I'm thinking June.
Okay.
Get excited.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Mike Piff, thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you, guys.
Now I'm very hungry, Dave Ennis.
Ooh. Well, that'll do it.
You know what's better than dough? Double dough. That's a carb food if I've ever seen one.